It is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. President Trump is delivering on his promise to free Americans from California's regulatory tyranny by launching a double-barreled assault on the Golden State's most wasteful projects. The Justice Department sued California over Proposition 12, which is the animal welfare law that's driving up egg and meat prices across the nation. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, did mince words. She said, quote, "Americans across the country have suffered the consequences of liberal policies, causing massive inflation for everyday items like eggs." The suit argues that California's stringent production requirements illegally supersede federal standards, which force families nationwide to pay inflated prices for basic groceries. Trump also delivered the long-overdue death blow to California's Train to Nowhere, canceling all federal funding for Governor Newsom's high-speed rail disaster. What started as a $33 billion project has ballooned to over $100 billion, with virtually nothing to show for it. Southern Illinois University of Medicine, which receives millions in federal funding annually, operates a gender clinic that falsely claims puberty blockers are reversible. Dr. Jared Ross from Do No Harm called such claims absurd, noting permanent decreases in bone density and lost years of growth and development. Congresswoman Mary Miller is fighting another front in the war for our children's innocence, introducing the SCREEN Act to mandate age verification for pornography websites. With 80% of children having access to pornography and the average age of first exposure dropping to 8 years old, Miller calls it a rot in our culture, and she's absolutely right. Speaking of protecting children, House Republicans are moving to strip the National Education Association of its federal charter after the union's latest descent into partisan madness. Representative Mark Harris noted the NEA has spiraled into a partisan machine that's more about radical ideology than education. Immigration enforcement is getting the resources it needs, however, to fulfill the deportation mandate, with ICE set to receive more funding than the FBI through the One Big Beautiful Act. The $75 billion in additional funding will allow ICE to hire 10,000 new agents, a 50% increase, and create 80,000 new detention beds. Finally, the Supreme Court continues to grapple with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's fundamental misunderstanding of her role. During her recent book tour, she openly admitted she uses Supreme Court opinions to, quote, "tell people how I feel about the issues." When Jackson wrote a 15-page dissent to a 2-page court order, it became clear she views the Supreme Court as her personal block. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.